Relationship breakdown is a growing phenomenon in Australia. Divorce rates continue to grow, and so too the involvement of lawyers in what can at times be a complex and emotionally charged event in the lives of all concerned that doesn't always end up well. It's a hugely traumatic event for all concerned, but how do people prepare for it, and how do they stay true to themselves amid the wash of emotions? Diane Viola is a relationship counsellor and divorce coach who not only works with couples who are going through a rough patch, but also with them and their children during separation, divorce, and everything else that follows. Here's our chat with Diane Viola. It goes without saying that relationships, no matter what they are, can be difficult. It's not surprising that marital or de facto relationships break down. Diane, I'm assuming that from an emotional perspective, there are different phases that people undergo during periods of firstly relationship issues, then relationship breakdowns, and of course the potential progression to separation, divorce, and everything else that goes with it. Is that the case in your experience?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think one of the key things is that it's a rare occasion for any couple to break up without having done at least everything that they feel they could do to turn things around.
Is their assumption always correct, though? I'm just sort of thinking that, you know, for a mum and dad, that they've been having sort of problems for, you know, 18 months, and they think, okay, look, let's sort of throw the towel in. Is their assessment that the relationship is, over, always a correct assessment, or is there work that can be done to sort of bring them back together?
Look, I think there's a couple of things to that. Firstly, 18 months is obviously a fairly short period of time in the scheme of things. And really, I guess in the world we're living in where it's, quick fix and, you know, if you want something, you should be able to get it right now.
Yeah.
That kind of goes completely at odds with what it actually takes to have a successful relationship. Mm. So every relationship, like every person's life, is going to go through stages. And we're going to be really challenged to be able to work through those times. I think the key thing is that, sometimes people do give up too easily or too soon. In their own hearts and minds, that may not be how it is. Finding the right support for them can sometimes be an issue. But essentially, I think it really is up to the individuals to decide, if and when their marriage or their partnership is to come to an end. And it's very clear that many people, if they haven't gone through the process to ensure that they've covered all their bases, do look back and say, I wish we hadn't, gone that far.
Yeah. And what about your work? How does it shift once the couple is separated? I'm assuming that it takes a completely different realm in terms of your intervention and the help that you provide as a sort of a relationship counsellor.
Yes, certainly. What I'm always working toward is, particularly if there are children, we're really looking at what is in the best interests of the family as a whole. So that If people come to me and we work together and they come to a point where they see that it is, the words that I use, the most loving and respectful choice to actually separate, then it's about working through the process so that they can do it with the least amount of harm to themselves and their children in the process. That takes courage because sometimes people just, when they get to that point, don't want to go any further. But the real thing is that, a common issue is that if you come to a place of separation with your partner, it means that within your relationship, communication, conflict resolution, your relationship skills have somehow contributed to you coming to that point of separation. And if people are trying to solve their marital problems with the same skills that got them into the trouble.
Yes.
So it really is a time when people have to have that courage and that humility to be able to learn some new things and to put aside, some of the personal stuff for a moment while they work together for what is essentially their own best good and the best good of the children.
How do you sort of, in your work, make sure that people remain true to that sort of ethos? And what I'm thinking is that, you know, you see so often that couples can actually separate, you know, quite on good terms, but during the process of, you know, of divorce and then property settlement, and there's lawyers involved, it can all go very ugly and go pear-shaped, and then the couples actually start sort of, you know, warring with each other. How do you sort of shift that?
I mean, it's a very good question, Dan, because what you're asking is how do they stay true to themselves?
Yeah, true.
And I guess my personal belief has always been that a lot of that, you know, warring that you just spoke about comes about as a part, almost a part of the grieving process. Because generally speaking, when you love someone, even though you may come to a point where you say, I can't live with this person anymore, there's still love there. And it's almost, you know, and the pain and the, you know, it's one thing to make a decision about something. It's another to actually have the reality of it. Mm-hmm. And I think more than anything, it's the breakup of the family. It's that I don't get to see my children every night. I don't get to, you know, talk to them about what happened at school today. Mm-hmm. That there's all of the, you know, the reality of the kind of changes that occur when people go through separation and divorce. The complexities of dealing with the financial and legal matters. You know, sometimes, you know, most people haven't had to do that kind of thing before.
That's true.
And they're so vulnerable. And, you know, I guess from my point of view, I'm always looking to empower people for what is their highest truth and to be able to basically speak that. And sometimes, you know, when they're seeking professional help, people may be perhaps giving over some of their own personal power and not really being able to say, look, that's not the direction that I want to go in.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I remember from myself the realization doing some training in this area of people who decide to go to court. And we know that there's, you know, there are many changes and many, you know, desires to change that whole system. But, you know, the idea that you would actually go to court and almost be like a criminal simply because your relationship didn't work. Do you know? So from my perspective, I will say to my clients, if they're not prepared to work together in a peaceable fashion, and I don't mean that they can't be angry and they can't be hurting and going through that whole grieving process, but I will not work with people to assist them to annihilate their partner or, you know, that. So I'm really very tough about that with people.
Is there some simple strategies that, you know, people can apply, you know, in the early phases of that separation that help them remain true to themselves?
Well, that probably is very much an independent thing, Dan, but I would say certainly, you know, getting as much support as they can. I think a lot of the time, even today, it's kind of strange, you know, because divorce is such a unfortunately common thing today, but people still have their own feelings of sometimes, you know, sometimes like we failed or ashamed or I don't want other people to know about it. And it can be quite difficult at times within a friendship network, but really to get the support of family and friends and to seek, you know, professional help when they know that they need it. Because ultimately the costs of that are going to be so much less than the costs not just obviously financially, but emotionally, on the whole of the family, you know. And a lot of people don't know what to do with the kind of feelings that they go through when they're going through this time. It's so overwhelming. And if people haven't been very kind of emotionally aware, if they've kind of suppressed their feelings over time, you know, this is one of those times where it's really, really hard to do that because it is a huge grieving process, essentially.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's just so much importance in having somebody outside, you know, like someone like yourself, involved because, you know, people don't know who to talk to. And sometimes family members are caught in the fray, so to speak, or caught in the breakdown, and their opinions aren't always objective, are they?
No, they're not. And they can't be because, yeah. You know, even if you consider you know, someone's parents and they're looking at their son or daughter going through a marriage breakup and the impact on their grandchildren. And, yeah, so, I mean, it really is very important to be able to have both, I believe, to have the support of your family and friends and also to be able to, and I guess that's one of the things that I do through my, you know, divorce coaching is really support people to be able to let that support network understand what they need and what's okay and what's not okay. So, you know, it's not okay for you to run down my ex or my, you know, my partner because, you know, he or she is still the mother or father of my children and they're still the person that I've spent all of these years with and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, true. Diane, where do people find you? How do they make contact with you if they're, you know, having a relationship breakdown or issues, or they're in the process of separation and divorce, and it's doing their head in? How do they get help?
Well, it's very simple. I have a website which is www.dianeviola.com.au. I also have a page on Facebook called Positive Relating. And they're also welcome to call me directly on 0417-683-006.
Excellent. And the website's got some useful resources there for people too. I mean, there's podcasts and videos and a whole sort of swag of stuff that people going through this would be very, very informed by.
Yes. There's a whole section on separation and divorce. So there's quite a lot in there and information for families and young people. So
tremendous. Thanks, yeah. Diane.
Thank you.